Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, August 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, school has begun in Hardy County, and buses will be back on the roads. A friendly reminder, if you are traveling on a two-lane or multi-lane highway without a dirt, grass, or barrier median, you must stop. During dismissal times, please be aware of school zones and slow down when the light is flashing. Make sure to watch for children, and if you see something suspicious, always say something. You may reach the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, or from a cell phone, dial **TIPS. Your jobs here in the area, East Coast Migrant Head Start Project is looking for a teacher. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in early childhood education or related, excellent communication skills, and meeting all business, state, and local child care employee regulations, including first aid and CPR. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred, and the Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. No experience is necessary. A high school diploma or GED, driver's license, U.S. citizenship, or naturalized citizenship, and no felony convictions are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101. Partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east southeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. The humidity 65%, extremely humid. Dew point is 75. The cloud cover 31%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, lows in the mid-70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. potato retail sales declined from April through June compared to last year, but beat sales for the same period in 2019. According to IRI figures published by Potatoes USA, potato sales during that period fell 10.5% in value and 15.5% in volume. But the Packer.com reports, compared to 2019, consumers spent $317 million more in potatoes during that period and bought 53 million more pounds. The Senate has confirmed agricultural law expert Janie Hipp, who promised to be a big voice in dealing with cattle prices and biofuels, as USDA general counsel. According to Agriculture.com, she's the first of President Biden's nominees for top-tier executive posts at USDA to see a Senate vote. Hipp told senators she's committed and will make cattle price transparency one of her top priorities. In a narrow vote, the House passed a package of seven fiscal 2022 spending bills to provide increases for climate measures and ag research while beefing up agencies that enforce environmental and labor regulations. AgriPulse.com reports during debate on appropriations, the House adopted amendments to increase field staffing at USDA's National Resource Conservation Service and fund additional personnel for the department's rural development program. Another amendment would expand eligibility for rural broadband assistance through USDA's ReConnect grant and loan programs.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The struggling timber industry is about to get some help. $200 million has been earmarked by the USDA to provide relief to timber harvesting and timber hauling businesses hurt by the pandemic. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke on a conference call about the new Pandemic Assistance for Timber Harvesters and Haulers Program, or PATH.
The first payment will be $2,000, and then we'll see where we are relative to the $200 million. And then a second round of payments will be made following that with a limit. No one will receive more than $125,000. So that's the payment structure.
Vilsack added that on top of the existing challenges associated with natural disasters and trade, the pandemic caused a major disruption for loggers and timber haulers, including a lack of access to wood processing mills. Timber harvesters or timber haulers are eligible if 50% or more of their gross revenue is from cutting, transporting, or processing timber on-site on forest land. They must have suffered at least a 10% loss in gross revenue from January 1st to December 1st, 2020, compared to the same period in 2019. Farm forest and commercial non-farm timber bring in over $900 million to Alabama's economy. And in Florida, the timber industry's economic contributions in 2018 included more than $460 million in sales revenues and supported more than 5,500 jobs.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Tech company SoftBank's fiscal first quarter earnings fell 39% in the absence of a cash benefit from the merger of Sprint, which boosted profits a year ago.
Tokyo-based SoftBank Group is reporting a $6.9 billion profit for the April to June period. Quarterly sales rose nearly 16% to about $13 billion. SoftBank had posted for the fiscal year that ended in March the biggest annual net profit for any company in Japanese history. But analysts say the value of SoftBank's holdings has been declining.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Modest gains on Wall Street at this morning's opening bell. Traders on edge over the global surge of the coronavirus Delta variant. Houston-based Cisco reporting fiscal fourth quarter net income $151.1 million after reporting a loss in the same period 1 year ago. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With Esford Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Bradley Zimmer hit a 471-foot homer to center field, leading off the seventh inning as Cleveland beat Cincinnati 9-3. Zimmer was asked if he ever hit a ball that far.
And in a real game, I don't think so. Actually, I know so. I was told that the only other person that's hit a ball out there is Jim Thome, so I figured, I'm in pretty good company with that one.
It was the longest by an Indians player this season and drove in two runs. The ball landed in a wooded area beyond the 400-foot side of the wall. Lucas Giolito pitched two-hit ball for eight innings as the AL East sitting Chicago White Sox won their fourth in a row, 11-1 over Minnesota. The New York Yankees edged Kansas City 8-6 in 11 innings. The Yanks have won 11-14. In the National League, it was San Diego 8, Miami 3. The Milwaukee at Chicago game was postponed because of rain. They'll play a doubleheader today. This is SRN Sports. The New York Giants have activated Saquon Barkley from the physically unable to perform list. Coach Joe Judge says his star running back is not going to be pushed.
We give him certain drills. That's something that's been coordinated with the medical team and the rehab group, and that's something that's tied into the volume he's going to have every day. So just the plan is what's going to protect him right there. We're not going to at some point see him do something, let him jump into a drill that he's not allowed to do. That's our job as coaches, to make sure we regulate what's going on in practice.
Judge was asked about a timetable to get him into a game.
When the doctors say he's green light to go out there and do something, he will. When he's green light to do something, we'll go ahead and keep advancing him for it. So I don't have an answer right now on anything preseason game-wise or regular season game-wise. We're just going to watch him on the field and see how he does day by day.
The NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2018 tore the ACL in his right knee in the second game of last season. He started training camp 2 weeks ago. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson spoke to the media for the first time since returning from the COVID-19 list. He said he dealt with fatigue and slept a lot, but he's glad to be back. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: there's an awkward moment when you leave a store without buying anything, and all you can think is, act natural. You're innocent. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.